We had nothing. We start there. When I came to LA, I had $3,000 in my bank account. What did you have?
Oh God, I had nothing. Really? I had a few $100. Yeah, I had no money.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it.
9 years ago, I met a guy on Instagram. I drove nearly broke with like $3,000 to Los Angeles, and I picked him up in my little yellow Honda in Beverly Hills. Yeah, today I'm bringing on my only post-college roommate who was a guy onto the show. His name's Dave Tutela. We're going to tell you our story, but real quick, you should know that Dave is a master of sales, making 15 to 50K per month, just like me. And he works in the auto industry, but he's managed to find a way of generating all his sales virtually. You should know that I grew up in a privileged family, and then I worked for it all on my own, like thrown to the wolves after I was raised, which is fine. Not complaining. Like, I made my own way. Dave grew up in a house of drug addicts. He lived in his car for years, and now he's an industry leader building an agency solely focused on selling vehicles online, which sounds crazy. Those are super high ticket sales. So I want to bring him on. We're going to focus on our story. And Dave, welcome. Glad we're doing this. We've been friends for 9 years. 9 years. I know that so many people just getting on right now didn't get to hear the beginning part. So just a quick recap is I drove nearly broke to Los Angeles, met Dave, a guy I met on Instagram. And I was like, get in my car, Dave. Nope. How are you?
I can hear you now. I'm good. How are you doing?
So good. So good. Isn't it crazy? 9 years. Nine years, Dave.
When you texted me, I was like, wow, I had no idea it'd been that long.
It's been a long time. It's only fitting that you're in your car, considering you make tons of money from cars. Yeah.
You gotta be. I just pulled over. I was running the con. I gotta run a contract to somebody's house. I do everything online. So most of my customers never even come to the dealership.
I love it. I love it. We're gonna get into what you do. Let's start with how we met. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think you were following me on Instagram and you messaged me about kombucha. Remember, I was brewing kombucha at the time.
We were in that raw vegan phase, and you were like lifting weights and eating a ton of bananas.
Yep. And we started talking, and I remember when you called me one night, and you were like, "I want to change my life." And we had a long talk, and you were like, "I want to go to LA." I'm like, "What's stopping you? Let's go."
And then you had just moved to LA. Like, I saw you do it from afar on Instagram. Like, I think I followed you from, like, a banana hashtag. And then you were there living your best life. And I was like, whoa, this looks amazing. So, but I didn't know you. So I got there, and I remember calling you and being like, it was my first day in actual Los Angeles. Like, I'd driven. I slept in Beverly Hills with some friends of the family that allowed me to stay there for a month.
Yep.
But the next morning I woke up and I was like, I got to get a job because my parents aren't giving me anything. And I was pissed.
Yeah.
And you were doing crazy stuff too, like just random things. So what was it like for us both? Because for me, it was the first days after college.
Yep.
For you at this point in your life, what was it?
It was, so I had finished college only like 6 months prior and I had moved to Portland, Maine for a job and I hated it. It was a hotel job. It was a hotel management job, and I hated it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. And, I bought a one-way ticket to L.A.
Dang. And so I was inspired by you, because that's the thing. When you see someone doing something, it gives you permission to have that dream for yourself, which if you're listening to this, listening to the podcast, I hope you get inspired, because everything we did was like little step by little step by little step. So I show up. I remember It was like that Trader Joe's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was the Trader Joe's in Beverly Hills. Yep.
Yes. And I was like, so my car's bright yellow. Just hop in. I couldn't find you. You're like, I think I see you.
It was a Honda Fit. A yellow Honda Fit. I remember.
Yes. Yep. Yes, the only reason I got rid of that car is honestly because it was paid off. Like, the only reason I got rid of it is I had a stalker locally that like showed up at my car because it was yellow, and I was like, I'm never having a car. But
just to get something new.
Yeah. Well, now I probably would want a nicer car anyway, which I'm glad I've got. But anyway, okay, so you get in the car, and at this point, like, I thought that you could be gay, and you definitely didn't know I could be gay. I didn't know I could be gay, even though I knew it. Like, I was so religious.
I had no idea. I had no idea back then. I think you, I don't even remember if we talked about you being with any guys ever.
Right? No.
Something like that. Yeah.
And you never hit on me. Like, it was always just this platonic thing. Cause I'm sure people were asking, like, I know that's going to be a question I get in the DMs. Of like, course. Were y'all really just roommates?
Yeah. Especially we lived together in Los Angeles. Yeah. Nobody thinks like, oh, you can live with a woman and not do anything with her. But in reality, like, you can. It just depends on where your headspace is, what's important to you at the time, and you know.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
You never did, which was like so respectful. Like, you never tried anything. It was just always really safe space that you created. So there's that. So you get in my car, and at the time you hated your apartment and I didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, oh, and we found that cute little house, remember?
Yes. Yeah. It's so cute. Y'all, it's San Vicente between La Brea and Fairfax.
And like such a peaceful little house. Like, we had a little yard and everything. You don't get
with
that
a red
LA.
Door.
Yeah, you don't get that in LA.
No.
No.
But I remember thinking this is so expensive, and it was like $1,000 for us each.
Yeah.
To have a bedroom with
at the time,
no
at
AC.
The time that was a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. So we had nothing. We start there. When I came to LA, I had $3,000 in my bank account. What did you have?
Oh God, I had nothing.
Really?
I had a few $100. Yeah, I had no money.
So what was your strategy for those first few days? Were you just like, I'm going to take any job?
No, I stayed at in a random random lady's house that I found on Craigslist. Yeah, and it was bad. She ended up being a drug addict. She was like having people over like all hours of the night, like smoking drugs in the apartment, and like not weed, like actual real drugs. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I can't be here. This isn't doing it for me.
Dang.
Yeah.
And so I it's so weird, is like the connections that we had always stemmed back to the Abbey. So I was so religious. I told my uncle, who was gay, which I thought I needed to like bring him to the Lord. I told him if he'd go to the Abbey with me, I'm sorry, go to church with me, which was Judah Smith's church, like celebrity church. Like now I'm just like, what the heck?
Mega church, giant mega church. Yeah.
I was like, if you come with me to meet the Lord, then I'll go with you to the gay bar. Now there's this gay bar that's like designed to be a Catholic church in LA, and it's famous and I love it. And I've had so many significant starts to my life at this place.
Yeah.
It's called the Abbey. And when I walked in, I met my ex-husband there. And my first girlfriend, nearly 8 years, 7 years later, I met at the Abbey as
no
well.
No way. I didn't know that.
Like, I didn't meet her there, but that was our first, like, go-to place together. Yeah. And what else at the Abbey? There you. You worked at the Abbey.
Yep.
So...
Yeah, I was doing bottle service there, and I ended up taking a job because I needed a job, and the money was great. Everybody, that was like the place you wanted to work in the restaurant industry.
Yes.
That was the place. Like, if you had a job, you could work 20 hours a week, and you could easily make over $1,000 a week working 20 hours.
That's amazing. Back then, that was like a lot.
Yeah, that was the spot. If you're in the restaurant industry, to make $1,000 a week in 20 hours, it's good money.
Love it. I remember going in that day. And I remember my uncle, who's a gay man, looking at my nails and going, oh, honey, you're not going to get a job in Los Angeles with those hands. And I was like, I had never gotten regular manicures before, and I didn't have any more support from my parents. So I was like, I can't spend money on a manicure. Like, what are you talking about? Like, in that point in my life, and it's so weird, like, as a woman, I've spent probably like $10,000 on manicures. Like, it's normal. It's just what I do now. But like, back then, that was like, this is impossible. So what do I do? So that was the mindset there. I also remember like going to Trader Joe's and being like, oh, can I afford like a bag of nuts?
Yeah. Well, you were also very reserved back then. Like,
really?
As far as how you spoke. Yeah. Oh my God. You wouldn't be out on a platform speaking to this many people like this. No way. You were a very, like, I feel like you've come out of your shell a ton.
Really?
100%. Okay. Yeah.
Because, like, I was trying so hard. Like, I had the YouTube channel. Do you remember, like, I'd go to work my 9-to-5.
Yep. And you had good, you had good content back then. And I just remember, the thing I remember about you the most was the consistency behind it. In the beginning, because you were doing it every day consistently, even with no views, with no viewers, not bringing in any revenue, nothing. Just still do, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it until it works.
Yes.
And now look. And now it worked.
It did. It totally worked. And I help other people do it every day. It's crazy. And what I remember about you is like you had no fear of doing things that may have not looked cool to get to where you want to be. Like you'd ride your bike to work. Like you just did whatever it would take to get to where you wanted to be.
Yeah, whatever it took. Yeah, I was riding my bike to two jobs in Santa Monica. It was 12 miles each way. And working all morning and then going home sleeping. And I did that in college. I rode my bike to college and then I would work until 4 a.m. and take 8 a.m. classes. I've been doing it for so long. Like when you work hard, you just get used to it and it kind of becomes addicting. And then you just really, you realize the harder I work, the better my results are going to be.
Yes, yes. But then you probably realize some strategy to work smarter along the way.
100%, of course. Yeah, because you can work yourself to the core making minimum wage and you're only going to get so far. You got to find a way to increase your value.
And that's sales. That's sales. Thanks, Gloria. Gloria says she's loving this conversation. No, it's so, just wait till you get into the strategy side of it, guys. Well, Dave, I'm just so proud of where we came from. I remember whenever I met my ex-husband.
Yep.
I moved home because I was like, I miss my family. And I feel so bad to this day for just abandoning you. I was like, I have to leave. And I just left. And you had like a whole
break. I know. And I'm like, oh, well, I better figure it out. No, but you helped. You did help me. It was all right.
I know, but
I figured it out.
I still feel bad because I did leave with like no warning. It was like this weird, like I just got to go home. All of a sudden I felt like anxious and like.
Yeah.
And then, but now I realize it was probably like my ex-husband dropping the mask and like the narcissism mask and me feeling that anxiety and thinking, well, if I get around my parents, he'll be nice to me again. Like,
I'm just glad he didn't keep the mask on for longer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad it moved quickly in the direction they needed to versus, stringing things along for too long, which I think happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But you watched what happened because you saw me come in as a super religious girl. Yep. I've known I was gay since I was 5, but I could not even like comprehend.
No, that's not a thing in your household. That's not a thing. You can't have that. No.
No. No. And so like you saw me kind of rush to get married because I was not having sex till marriage. Like it was
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. And meanwhile, I was like, is Dave with guys or girls? But then it turned out you were with girls.
Yeah, with the cute one, all the cute ones too.
No, you were attracting all the really beautiful girls at the Abbey.
Yeah.
But anyway, such good times. So you ended up making enough money to like pay for the whole house on your own and it's fine. Everything's fine.
Yep.
What was your next step in life? Because meanwhile, I'm getting married, divorced, building an online business, that jewelry store failing, and then figuring out I'm gay. Years later. What about you?
So I had to move. I moved home because my dad and my little brother both passed away within a 5-month period. And I'm from Boston. I'm from this area. And my mom was here. So after that happened, I just wasn't in a good place mentally. I didn't want to be in California anymore. I was by myself. I had just lost my brother, my best friend, my dad. And I was like, I got to go home. So I ended up moving home and I went back financially. I took a restaurant management job and I did it for 2 years. And I worked my way up because when you work hard, you work your way up. And I worked my way up. I was making $95,000 at that restaurant, which is decent money for the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Not enough to survive if you're hungry. So after that, I was like, I need out. I want out of this. I want to get into sales. I'm good at this. I know I can work my way up in any company. I went and I applied for a sales job and I needed a car. So I actually went to go buy a car for my brand new sales job that I just got and hadn't even started. And they liked me. They were like, come sell cars. You're going to do great. You can make $100,000 or more a year selling cars easily. And I'm like, all right, what do I have to lose? Like, let's do it. So I jumped. I started selling cars and the rest is history.
But you didn't just stay a typical car salesman. So
no.
How did you, what happened? Because so I help people with organic social media.
Yeah.
And you become the master of ads.
Yeah.
So much so that car companies around the country are wanting you to run their ads and pretty much you have an agency for this.
Yeah. And I also do, I have a side business where I teach consulting. I show people how to do what I do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I figured out very quickly that I didn't want to sit around and be like everybody else. In the car business, people sit and they wait for business to come to them. And you can do well doing this, but you're never going to make $4, $5, $6, $7, $1 million a year doing this. I was like, I want more. I want more. My third month in the business, I had a really good month. I made more money than I'd ever made in my life. Well, and I
was that for you? Like where like you were like, holy shit. Because for me, it was my first $17,000
month. God.
I was like,
dude, what is up with today? I made $17,400. Yes.
No!
I swear. Me and Sophia just talked earlier. We don't talk about money like that. We don't. And she asked me, she's like, what's the most you ever made in a month? I was like, $53,000. She's like, no way. Mine was the same thing. I was like, you kidding? My month that I realized I can change my life was $17,400. I sold 30 cars that month. I made $17,400. And I said, I'm never going back. I took the money. I invested it in Facebook ads. And it was trial and error. And nobody was doing it.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. And fast forward now, I told Sophia, I just got a contract to do three stores. And actually, it's five stores, but it's three of the stores are a group. So it's technically five stores and a $12,000 a month ad budget.
What?
They're, you know, so, yeah, it's crazy.
I'm so proud of you because it's like now – there's all these different ways for you to make revenue with this one industry and you're already good at it.
Yeah.
Like, you already figured it out. So it's like people always joke like, oh, you never want to sound like the car salesman, but you become a car salesman that really helps people.
Yeah. So I work with what I advertise to is no credit, bad credit, first time buyers, people rebuilding credit, things like that. And when my customers come to me, they need help. They need a car. People have families. They have jobs. They have to get around. And if you don't have a 750 credit score and money to put down, most places you go to, they don't even give you the time of day.
Yeah.
You know?
So how do you even make that possible for people? Not that we're going to get into like financing.
No, but you just have to try a little bit harder because the thing is almost anybody can get approved for the loan as long as you do it the right way.
Okay.
You just have to care.
Yes.
If you care, that's it.
Yes.
You figure it out.
That's one thing that I'm so excited to share with my audience is if they've ever wanted to work with me, we now offer in-house financing because we can afford to.
No way.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So I'm really excited. If you've ever wanted to work with me and you're like, I didn't have the funds right away, you could just DM me and say, hey, Sophia, tell me about the in-house financing because everyone deserves to learn how to do better, like how to get that hand up. It's not about a handout. It's about a hand up. Or maybe you're scaling your business and you've just got a certain budget that you want to stick to for your growth. Like, let's talk about it because that's something that I'm offering. And I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Which is huge. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think a lot of people, they feel like they missed the ball on social media.
Yeah.
Because of where we're at in society. And it's not true at all. Social media is the biggest tool that you possibly have to make money.
Yes.
And also at the same time, we're still in infancy.
Yes.
We are.
We are. And one day it may even be more about ads. So I love that you know what you're doing and you're already in that world where you're like, because there will be a day where you have to pay to play.
Yeah.
And so right now to come in and do what I do, where I teach women how to build their brand, it's important to do it now while you're not having to pay to play. And you can actually just create from your soul. And I give you the strategy to do it. And that's how you grow. And then for what you're doing, you're reaching people.
I got to pay to play, though.
You got to pay to play.
I got to pay.
Yeah. That's the difference between personal branding and not, right? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. You got to pay to play. So
I got to pay to play.
I love that you know. And one day, whenever we do start teaching on ads, which I'm sure will happen within the next 3 years, I'll be calling you to come special guest
Yeah.
and coach.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. So I started out and I was just selling cars, and I started having people call me and be like, listen, your name's ringing bells around the country. I want to learn how you do what you do. I'll pay you. And I'm like, somebody's going to pay me to tell them, to teach them how to do what I do. And I realized I can make money like this also. I can make cash on the side.
Yes.
On top of my income, on top of my job. When
yes.
I have free time. Like you learn, like you said, it's one industry, but you learn to kind of branch out in it.
Yes. And when you start hanging around the right people and you start realizing that money's always coming towards you, you'll start seeing ways to, one, be able to give more because you've got more and you can bless people. And two, you'll see how to make more. Like in the last 3 days, I've been able to give so much to people, like whether that's scholarshiping one of my mini courses or giving away a purse that a friend liked, just like, it's like easy. And then more money just flows in. People are like, oh, Sophia, can I talk to you about this? It's like you give, you give, you give, you get. And I think what you said earlier is one of the biggest things. If you show up on social media or show up to your sales call or your sales meeting and you just freaking care about people and actually getting them their results or getting them in a vehicle like you do, that's going to make all the difference, because people can read if you care. And in this day and age of AI and all kinds of fake, all people are really craving is real connection.
Yeah.
So showing that you care is super important. Okay, so 17K was my first biggest month where I remember yeah. like ordering these garlic salmon rolls. And I was like, I can do anything I want now. I can order like 10 of these. I can order yeah. 50 of these. It's crazy. And then my biggest month was like 6 months later, and that was 53,000. And now we're scaling towards consistent 50. So that's
Which
where
is,
I'm at in my business.
I mean, can we just, that's unreal. Like, that's like congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Crazy. Did you ever think that's where you'd be?
I had two options in my head, right? Because
yeah.
It was always like grow up and marry a rich man, because that's what I was taught.
Yeah.
And so.
I remember those days. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I realized that wasn't in the cards for me and I'm a lesbian, I realized that I have to become the rich man. That happened, honestly, Dave. I went through a heartbreak where I was dating someone who was in the closet and she wouldn't leave a rich man for me. So I just said, screw this. I'm going to become the rich man.
I'll be the rich man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. that decision to be that took me from 20, 25 a month to hit that 50K month. It was like this calibration to just go further than I ever had before. I was like, oh, then that means I need to make, like, to be in this like space, like competing, not that I want to compete, not that I ever want to win someone over with money, but if I want to live that lifestyle and be able to provide that lifestyle for a wife, then I need to be making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
So what's going to be my steps to get to 500,000 and what's going to
yeah.
be my steps to get to a million?
Yeah.
yeah.
And then beyond.
Yes. Oh, and beyond. My dad told me the other day, he's like, Sophia, you're going to jump to a million
Quick.
And then you're going to jump to five.
I think the hardest threshold is probably that like basic 100K threshold.
It is.
Once you hit that, the three, four, five, they just come.
Yes.
They
yes.
do. They really do.
I feel like that 10K, the first 10K per month is like really challenging because you're like, how do I do it? How?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you do and you're like, oh, whoa. And then I think getting to 20K is actually really easy. And then I think scaling beyond that does typically include a little bit more of having
yeah.
a team and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's where you have to learn
yeah.
next steps.
And just being consistent, because it's easy to make a big paycheck. And I've done this in my career. It's you know, I travel like nobody else on this planet.
Yeah.
And you get to a point where you're like, man, I'm making all this money. You know what? I'm going to take my foot off the brake for a little bit. But if you take your foot off the brake and you've been in this lifestyle for a while, a lifestyle that, mind you, now you're living like your bills go from 2,000 a month, 3,000 to like 15 grand a month. You can't take your foot off the gas, because if you do for a couple months, you're like, whoa, okay. It's time to, like, you got to just stay consistent.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yes. And I have to say too, for me, at least in April 2024, I moved into a very small space when I left my ex-partner. and came out of the closet. And I don't have plans until I find the dream house to move out. Yeah. There's no in between because my friends come over and they're like, this is the fucking bat cave. Like, you're producing $1 million business in this little tiny space. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, like, why would I? Because now I have so much ability to invest in stocks, in crypto, in my retirement.
In back
my
in your cabinet. Business. Back yeah, in your back business. In- like, yeah. yeah.
Exactly. So I'm sitting pretty right here with
yeah, the things that are important. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if people would ask you, what's the one thing that you needed to do? Cause you came from drug addict background, living in your car. How did you calibrate your mind to being able to accept and hold and keep making great income every month?
I think the biggest thing is changing everything you do, not just focusing on one thing. Like for me, it was developing this routine of I'm going to wake up every day. I'm going to train. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm yeah. going to change all the things I do in my life. I'm not just going to try to work hard. Like I don't have a TV where I live. I have no TV in my apartment. No TV. There's no TV in my apartment. There is no TV. I go home. And if it's relaxed, it's like 15, 20 minutes of taking a shower and going to bed. That's relaxing. It's you get up and your day is structured. Your day is regimented. You have your routine and you don't break it. When you do break it, like when I want to go travel, if I want to go to Brazil, I have no problem spending 20 grand, taking 2 weeks off, disappearing.
I love it.
Fine. I earned that. But the rest of the time while you're here, while you're doing what you have to do, you have to be so involved and so committed that nothing else matters.
Yes. That's it's so good. Yes. So I love for me right now, I'm developing balance for the first time in a long time where like, I'm like, I turn it off at a certain time. But the truth is like, if my team needs something later, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
If I need to jump on a late sales call, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not leaving money on the table. It's just not how I roll and everything compounds. One thing that I really agree with what you're saying is like having that regimen. So last night I went to dinner with a friend who's feeling kind of stuck in her business. And I was like, do you have like a daily routine? And she was like, no, I don't. And I was like, okay. So I take what's in my calendar. And then I also have in my notes, the tasks that need to be done per day. And I copy and paste each day, the daily things, and I insert the appointments.
Yeah.
So it's a daily movement. And I have my country club scheduled. These are the opportunities for the classes on Mondays, Tuesday. I just copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste.
Yeah. Because the big things are the same.
Yes. And it's like post on Instagram threads, TikTok, Instagram story, and then my assistant will repurpose or whatever. And I have repurposing software that I teach in my program. So I've got all these like main things I need to hit. And then it's like, okay, check in on my existing clients, take care of them, and then post on Instagram for stories to go get more clients. It's literally as simple as like, do what needs to make your body and your spirit feel good. Take care of your existing clients, go out and get more clients. It's that simple.
Yeah. And insert copy and paste and then insert or do whatever little things need to be done throughout each day differently.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. My day-to-day is the same. My day-to-day is so different, but my day-to-day is so the same.
Yeah. Okay. Skelly says, oh my God, that sounds hard though. What is harder, staying the same and having a basic life or going crazy and getting everything you ever want?
Yeah. I don't think it's hard at all. And maybe it is. Maybe it is hard. But tell me something in life that's good that isn't difficult.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to live a life that's easy, live a life that's easy.
Yeah.
But I don't want that life.
Yeah, no,
I want more. I want better. I want my kid to have everything I never had. I want the people around me to have. I want my clients and my customers to have my undivided attention and my help because I don't need to make a ton of money off them anymore because I'm doing so much for so many. That's what I want.
Yeah, I know. It's so good. And everything we really want, it's like if it's worth it, you do it. The type of women that I work with, like they wouldn't think it's hard though, because it's okay if you think so right in this moment, Skelly, but in the future you realize it's harder to stay the same. It's actually going against your soul to stay average.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of women I work with where like something easy would feel so gross to you because you'd be bored.
Yeah, and you're
like every day's gotta come with going for more for me.
Yeah, you're fighting against yourself too every day. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Like if you, as cliche as it is, like if you're actively being the best version of yourself every day, it makes everything in your life easier instead of making it harder.
Yeah. And it's dedication. Like last night, I was really sad. I just came out of a rough relationship, Dave, like really rough. I didn't even give you the newest details.
No.
Like, oh, I don't want to talk about it here, but the math is mathing and my heart really hurts because I realized some things. Anyway, so I'm sitting down crying with my Bible in front of my vision board and just going, God, I believe in these things. I believe like my business is here. My wife is here. The world is in front of me. Like we're going for it. And like doing that rather than just getting completely shit-faced drunk and going out partying downtown, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. So like I'm dedicated to me and like what I know I was put on this planet to do. And I don't have time to sit and be angry or be all these things. And I think that's what it comes down to every area in our life. Like, do you want more or are you going to settle and just roll over and die?
And I think trading hard, like I always say this. Somebody told me this years ago, trade your hard. Like what hard do you want? Do you want the hard of, oh my God, it's hard to get up early every day and it's hard to work 12, 13, 14 hours every day? Or is it hard to look at your kids and know that you can't afford to buy them something because you didn't work hard enough?
Yeah.
Which hard do you want? Because you're going to have to pick one.
Yes, that's so hard, good.
Which hard do you want? Like, I choose this hard because this hard allows me to have so many other things easy.
Yes, yes, that's so good. And I have to remind people, like, it's not going to be 12 and 14-hour days forever.
No.
But when you're building your dream,
in the beginning,
it might be. Yeah. It might be for you. And whenever you get really excited about a new project, my work is art. Like when I'm creating music that ends up bringing clients to me, or I am working on a podcast, if I end up working late, I'm having a good time doing it. Like,
do you have your harp with you?
I do.
You do?
I can't see because I have the blurred background. Okay. I have two of them.
No, that's okay. I remember when you moved in, you had like nothing but like a giant harp. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
I bet people are like, who'd you move in with? And you probably show them a pic and they're like, oh, are you gonna tap that? And you're like, no, she's a virgin harpist.
Yeah, a virgin harpist from Louisiana. Like, I didn't have Christian friends growing up. Like, that wasn't, you know, part of my life.
No.
But the other thing is, you put yourself out there, and you don't want to be around people that are just like you. You want to be around people that have a similar vision to you.
Not good.
Not the people that are, you know, you're comfortable. Being around people that you're comfortable around is probably the worst thing you can do. Be around people that make more money than you, that have a bigger vision than you, that want more than you, because it'll allow you to think differently. If you're around people who just think, oh, I'm cool where I'm at, like, you're going to be cool where you're at. Be around people that are like, I have a friend, and he's like, I need to make 250 grand a month. And I'm like, Jesus, 250 grand a month? I better up my goals. Like, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have another friend that's like, I'm trying to invest in this tech stock, and I'm trying to make $4 million off it overnight. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, I need bigger goals.
Yes. It's so good. One thing I notice as I make friends, I've been praying for God to bring me mentors, whether that's in business or just in like womanhood. So like that, they've been flowing in. Like even this morning, I met a new one at the gym, and it was just like this amazing moment. And I as soon as I pray for something, God brings it in. But you have to ask for people who are ahead in certain areas, like whether that's financially, spiritually, they built a business, whatever you're aspiring to, you need to see it, because you can't even cast a vision if someone isn't ahead of you that you're around. And like you said, I've had two very, very successful partners in the past that I can think of who truly surrounded themselves with many people who were not going as hard or going places in life. And I think it made them feel better about themselves or like not pushing anymore. And so I noticed the entrepreneurs who have made like millions and millions and millions and who are still growing surround themselves with different friends than the ones who just, I know, who stunted themselves.
Which one was Robert? Stunt or other?
I can't say.
Okay, that's fine. I liked him a lot, though, because I feel like you want people like that in your life regardless, for at least some point, some aspect.
No, and Robert is kicking booty right now. Yeah. He's kicking booty right now.
I saw him on an ad. I saw him on an ad the other day.
Hold on one second. I'll say this because I want to make sure for the record. When I met him, I'll be honest, he wasn't hanging out with people who were doing bigger things than him. He was in a lower point in his life. And I helped him build his personal brand up and that confidence back. And I actually helped him strip a lot of friends out of his life who were kind of just using him for the pool and the beer.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. But it's interesting because you don't realize it's happening. It's insidious where like you're hanging out with people doing less. And it's not that you want to hang out with just rich people. That's not it. It's inspiring people. They could be more spiritual than you.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yes, they could be more fit than you. They could be more whatever it is.
Or so just somebody who's like more regimented than you. Like let's say I'm doing really good, but like, you know, I'm out late every night and I don't really get up early. And then I meet somebody and this person's like, I'm super strict. I'm up at 5 every day. I'm in the gym at 5:30. I eat all my meals at the same. Like this. I have a lot to learn from that person. They might not make as much money as me or have the vision financially that I do, but they have other areas where I'm like, okay, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like I need to do better in this area because it's not just all about money. You could be super rich and unhealthy.
100%. And like true freedom isn't just being in front of a computer all the time. It's the ability to go to the gym. It's the ability to go to the pool. It's all the things that give us
to travel, to go meet somebody on social media and go hang out with them in another state or country.
Yes, I know. I like just went to Mexico.
I know. You did. That's why I said that. It's all those things. Like that's true freedom. Like true freedom is you being able to do what you want when you want.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love that we've got, it's not all about money. Soul Garden Creative says she loves this topic. 5:30, I'm in my bed. I love 5:30 in your bed. So for me, 5:30, I'm in my bed too, but 6, I'm up. Because 6 is something that I can be consistent with. So
yeah.
I tell people it's not about you doing like these crazy things, kind of like a yo-yo diet where you go really hard. It's about having a schedule that's really consistent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for you, Dave, what's the one thing that you are really consistent about that doesn't have to do with finances?
Oh, the
that
gym.
You feel helps.
Oh, the gym.
Okay.
100%. I've literally been consistent in the gym for 20 years now. I mean,
wow.
My entire life. Like, I remember when I was a kid, things were really bad at home. So I started boxing and running and doing all that stuff because I could get out of the house and it was something, you know, to keep me away from all the bad shit that was going on around me. You know,
wow.
And now I use that. It's something where that helps drive me in other areas. Because if I'm just as good of a salesperson as somebody else, but I'm up at 6 and they sleep till 9 and I'm in the gym and I have a better, more energy and more clarity, I'm going to outperform them.
Yeah.
It gives you that little bit of extra they don't have.
It does. It's all about the clarity. It's all about the mental clarity.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Okay, sales tip. Is there any one thing that people should just know when they're having conversations? Like if you could give one thing?
Yeah, you have to find a way to connect with your customer.
Okay.
You have to find a way. That's one of the things I love about traveling and being versed. And you know, I learned another language. Being able to connect with your customer. If you only hang out in one environment, you're very constrained. Like you have to Go to different places, do different things, immerse yourself in different cultures. That way, no matter what your client, like when I have a client come in and they're from Guatemala, I've been to their country, automatically have a connection with them. Now I'm the white guy that's been to their country. That to me, I think has helped me more than anything else, probably being able to connect with people.
I love that. Yeah. And people always connect through similarities and through pain. I always tell my clients, you're always going to want to connect with pain before pleasure. That way people can relate to you when you're telling a story on social media. So yeah, connection is everything. Well, I've been working on a new course and I want to share with people today how to share your story on social media strategically. That is something that if you're like, okay, Sophia, I want to build a personal brand. I want to get into this. I want to be able to sell online. There's ways that you can work with me, but the most affordable way is going to be joining my new mini course. And all you have to do is DM me the word plot twist, and I will show you how to sell using your story on social media, which is the perfect place to start. If you're like, today's the day, I've heard it, I want to change my life, I want to start structuring everything different, I want to better my business. Maybe you already have a business, but you've never gone viral. You don't have new eyeballs. You don't have new people in your DMs to sell to. You can do that in two different ways. You can create ads if you're a business selling a product like Dave, or if you have a personal brand, you can tell your story and do organic marketing. So if you need help with that, DM me Plot Twist or DM me just advice and we can have a conversation and see what you need for you and your business. If you got revenue in real life, but you're like, I want to quit leaving money on the table on social media, just DM me. Let's talk about how this is going to work for you, just like it's worked for my clients before. And Dave, if someone wants to learn how to start running ads for their business, or maybe that they are actually in car sales, like, yes, how do they start?
So I've done insurance, home, life, auto. I've also done real estate. Wow. Running an ad correlates. If you sell anything, if you sell your time, if you sell a physical, tangible product, doesn't matter. You could and should be running ads. It's easy. I mean, I teach everybody how to do it. Anybody that reaches out to me, I'll work with you on whatever budget you have. And all you got to do is just message me. That's it.
Hey, wow.
And we'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you take off and your agency take off, because I know this is like the newest thing that you've been launching. So private coaching, and if you have a business existing where you need ads run for you, Dave offers that as well. I'm so grateful that you took the time to share this conversation with everyone.
I'm happy to be here with you. You know, I can't believe we've known each other for this long. I totally forgot it'd been this long.
It's crazy. When I got canceled, quote unquote, 2 months ago, you were like so mad. You were like, no one knows the real you and how hard you work for this.
They don't, and they can't, because there's so many layers to it. Unless you've been there the whole way, how can you? There's layers to you. You're not just like this one-dimensional human. No.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think people probably look at your content because you got this like strong Jersey accent and you're successful and you're just like, do it or don't do it, guys. And they're probably like, it must be so easy for him. But it's like, no, you started literally. I saw you ride your bike, freaking get hit by a car, and still find a way to get to work. Like,
you just gotta persevere, because there's always gonna be setbacks and there's always gonna be things working against you. You just can't succumb to it. You have to just keep going, and keep, as cliche as it is, like, you have to just keep pushing through it.
Yeah, and as an entrepreneur at this level, scaling my business, in the past few weeks, I've had lots of adversities, and it literally comes down to your ability to make money is determined by your dedication to solving problems that other people don't know how to solve or wouldn't solve.
Yeah.
Like, how efficiently can you do it? So, yeah. Peace said, do you need to have people skills, or is it mostly understanding your brand? I think social media and sales is all about actual being social, talking to people, selling in your DMs, selling through your content. You've got to have the people skills. That's why I
have
sell psychology in PPB.
You got to have
super important.
Yeah. I've helped a lot of people, and the biggest thing for them is, because I make all my clients film an ad and send it to me. And the biggest thing is, it's like, man, for me, it's so easy to just spit out a 15-second clip, first take, run it as an ad, generate business. For them, it's like, it's awkward, and it's tough. You got to get out there, and you got to speak to people. You got to do stuff like this. You got to call people, hang out with people. You have to. It's social media. You have to be social.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I tell people all the time, if they're like, well, this offer isn't selling, I'm like, go live and talk about it. Like, all you can do is get more visible. You can do that the hard way by trying to just do it on your own, or you can get real strategy to get visibility and go viral. Yeah. And it's whatever's going to work for you. I hope you don't waste time. I hope you figure out how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or for you, getting an ad strategy. Tobin says, ready to share my story of the fear of public speaking. Well, the good news is, in the beginning, telling your story is something you could do right to your camera alone with nobody else around.
100%. And when you share it, people will see it, but you're not speaking to them.
Yeah.
You're not. It makes it easier. Yeah. Do that. I would suggest to people, what I do every day is I post every single day. Consistency is key. I post. I take a video. It's me talking. You get to see me, hear me. And I don't have to talk to you. I don't know who's looking at me, who's watching me. Doesn't matter. It takes the fear away from it. So do that every day. I think that's huge. Just post, even if only four people see it every day. So what? It's four more people than would have seen it if you didn't post it.
Absolutely. And if you do it with strategy, it will grow.
There you go.
It will grow.
Exactly.
But no, it's so good. And yeah, someone just said, Tobin, you just did keep going. Like you've already started by speaking.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. Peace says, for me, online is easy. Face-to-face interactions give me anxiety. Well, the good news is you don't have to be face-to-face to make a lot of money. You can do, I run a multi-six-figure business literally from Instagram anywhere in the world.
I sell cars and my customers never even come to the dealership.
Yes.
They don't.
Yes.
Everything gets delivered to them. I don't even meet these people.
That's crazy. Do you guys do FaceTime or y'all just have phone conversations?
No, usually it depends. I'll FaceTime them if they want to see the car. That's it though.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many cars in a month does it take to hit like a $53,000 month?
I did 70 cars that month. Yeah.
It's so amazing. Holy shit.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
I think it's just so weird because right before we got on this call, I was like figuring out like the headline that I wanted to use. And so I was like, what's the most amount of money you've made? What's the average amount of money you've made? And we realized we literally make the same amount pretty much right now. And we're growing and what we're scaling to. And I said, my highest is 53. And you're like, my highest is
And
I just like, said, what was the, like, the first calibration month, 17? Like,
17 and 17. Day. Those are the numbers. I guess those are the numbers. Once you hit 17,000, you know that big things are coming. I guess that's the number.
I guess that's the number. So for everyone out there, if you know this is for you, shoot me and Dave a DM. That way we know that you heard it. You're feeling inspired. Go follow Dave. He's incredible. And I don't say that about many straight guys.
Like, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I really love you with all my heart. Like, you've been like a brother to me.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yes. Well, have an amazing day. Go make some more money. And
see ya.
I'm just so proud of you.
Bye, Soph. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is at Sophia Spolino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time.
Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.